Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray, for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the third day of the month of Menachem Av. Today is day 661 that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. We pray and we daven, as we will shortly, with the Meshaberach for the Chayalim, that Hashem watches over all of the brave soldiers who are watching over the borders of Eretz Yisrael and beyond, the Refuah Shalema for all those who have been hurt, and the Chama for all those that we have lost. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Daniel Rosenfeld of the Young Israel of Kew Garden Hills in Queens, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Rosenfeld slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, which will be recited both in Hebrew and then translated into English. And then Rabbi Rosenfeld will lead us with the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for those who are held captive, which is the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach, the Cholim, where the rabbi will pause for about 30 seconds, giving each of us to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can do so by subscribing at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link, ou.org/Tehillim call. Yesterday, got a bunch of people who clicked on that link, I think, from one of the OU generic emails that goes out to the community engagement broader communities. And we have a bunch of people who joined us, I believe, today for the first time. So I want to welcome everyone new, as well as welcome everyone back. It's great for you all to be with us. The more people with us, the more tefillos, the more prayers, and the more Torah that we learn together, which is undoubtedly having a positive impact on the world. So welcome. With that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Rosenfeld.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, not just for everything here for today, but everything that you've done and that you do for Klal Yisrael, and for a continuing friendship with Hashem. So I just want to share a few words as we're only a few days away from Tisha B'Av, saddest day on our calendar, a time when we're really asked to change our mood. We don't often do that, and we rarely do it for the negative. It's almost always for the positive, even when we feel, or we don't feel, like being in a great mood. We're asked to on Shabbos and Yontif. But once a year, we're asked for the opposite, and only once a year, as we'll see today. Because our rabbis tell us that the main form of tshuva, of repentance, is crying, believe it or not. And that is why right before Beis Din administers Makos, the lashes, they would say, Vidoy, Kaparts, did you do Vidoy? Did you confess? Did you, to get your atonement? Dima, Kaparts Dima, did you have tears? You know, that to get their Kapara, they would say, listen, do Vidoy, confess, and cry. Similarly, we are taught in Tehillim, Ki Shama Hashem Kol Bechiyi, chapter Bav, or I should say chapter 6, verse 9, Hashem hears the sound of my crying. Even Yirmiyahu tells us, Bechi Yavahu, that we will only be redeemed through tears. Crying is thus an essential part of the tshuva. Shlomo Melech tells us, King Solomon writes, Esot chos, esot chok, that there is a time to laugh, but there's also a time to cry. And the Ben Ish Chai explains, when is there a time to cry? When one cries over the destruction of our holy temple. This is our job, not just for the next few days, primarily on Tisha B'Av, but at the very least in our preparation for Tisha B'Av, to mourn. How do we mourn but to cry over the Beis HaMikdash? You know, when Princess Diana passed away, tragically, in 1997, the two princes, now King Harry and William, refused to march in the procession. Why? Because they were told, and remember, they were young children, that they could not cry. They would not be allowed to cry. Finally, they were told that they had to go stand behind the coffin of their mother without crying. Why? Because they were B'nai Melachim, princes, and B'nai Malachim don't cry. That's because if you're the children of the king, or in this case the queen, then you have to be in control of your emotions. However, there is one exception to that in Judaism. Yes, we are all B'nai Malachim. We are always asked not to cry, but not on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the one day where we allow ourselves to cry. That is our purpose. That is our goal, whether literally or figuratively, whatever that may mean. But that's our goal. That's our avoda. On that note, the second pasuk in Eicha, we'll read Motzei Shabbos, says, "Bacho sibche b'layla, v'dim osa alechia, bacho sibche." Yushalayim is crying, such a powerful, poignant way, image that we all have. Jerusalem herself is crying. Vidim asa alechya, with tears on her cheek. Why would Yirmiah, the author of Eicha, tell us where the tears are? Why would he have to tell us where the tears are? Just tell us Yushalayim is crying. I feel like that's enough of a powerful moment, powerful picture that is painted. I heard an interesting idea, Rabbi Moshe Taub, Young Israel Hollywood here in Queens, suggests that our rabbis tell us that there are two types of people going through a struggle. Number one, what happens? They fall on their face. After going through a struggle, individuals just fall down, fall on their face, fall on all fours. This is what Tachanun, one of our holy prayers, is all about. Such people, when their head is down, because they literally fall on their face, what happens to their tears? Their tears fall to the floor. But Yirmiyah tells us about a second group of people. Vidim osa alechya. Those who cry, like Yushalayim herself. But they cry with their head held high. So what happens when you're crying with your head held high? Vidim osa alechya. The tear falls, but only on our cheek. It doesn't fall to the floor. It falls and stays on our face. Stays alechya on our cheek. This is our avoda, something that we can think about over the next few days, preparing us for Tisha B'Av, for this terribly depressing day, but also understanding that it can be a day of kapara, a day of tshuva, and it should be, not just for us and everyone listening, but for all of Klal Yisrael. Going to begin with Tehillim Chaf at this time. Lamnatseach Mizmor LeDavid. Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara yisagebcha, Shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh u'mitzion yisadecha, Yizkor komin chosecha v'olescha yedash nasela, Yitin lecha kevavecha v'chol atzatzcha yimalei. Nirana nabi shuasecha v'shem Eloheinu nigdol, Yimalei Adonai komin shalosecha, Ata yedati ki yashi Adonai mishicho, Ya'aneu mishmei kadsho. Biguros Yesha Yimino, Elev Rechev, Velev Asusim, Vanachnu Bashim Adonai Elohinu Naskir, Emakaru Vanifalu, Vanachnu Kamru Vanisodad, Adonai Oshia Melech Yanenu Vyom Kareinu. We go to Chaf Gimel now, 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Echsar, Binos Deshe Yarbitseini, Alme Mnuchos Naleini. Nafshi yishovev yancheni v'maglei tzedek l'man shemo gam ki eilech b'gei samoves lo irara ki ato imadi shivtecha mishantecha heima yinachamuni ta'aruch lefonai sholcha neged torerai dishanta v'shemen roshi kosi revaya achta v'chesed yirdefuni kol yimei chayai v'shafti v'veis Adonai li'orech yamin. Kufchaf Aleph, 121. Shirla Malo, Sesoina Yelore, Meyayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Mimadonai, Ose Shamayim Varet, Ayitinam Raglecha, Yenum Shamrecha, Ineva Yenumalo Yishan, Shamer Yisrael, Adonai Shamrecha, Adonai Socha, Yadiminecha, Yomama Shamesh Lekeka, Vireach Balayla, Adonai Yishmarcha Mikora, Yishmor Esnapshecha, Adonai Yishmor Tetzavuecha, Meatov Yadolam. Kuf Lamed, 130. Shira Malos Ramakim Krasicha Adonai. Adonai Shiva Bakoli, Tienos Nachashavos, the Kolta Hanonai. Yim Avonos Tishpaya, Adonai Miyamod. Kim Chosicha, the Mantivare. Continue with Achenu in Hebrew, and then I'll read it for everyone in English as well. Achenu kol beis Yisrael anesunim misara v'shivya ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha ha'makom yirachim aleihem v'yotziyem yisara l'rivacha u'miafil li'oro mishibu d'g'ula hashta v'agala v'zman karib v'nomar amen. For our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say, Amen. Say, Misha Berach for the IDF. Misha Berach, Havosenu, Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Hu Yivarech, Eschaelei Tzvagan, Al Yisrael, V'anshei Kochos HaBitachon, Omdim HaMishmar Artzenu, V'yare Eloheinu, V'gul Alvanonga, V'bar Mitzrayim, ומן הים הגדול על לבו הרבה ומקום מקום שהם ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני יוספינו, הקמים עלינו ונגלפים בפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויעצור יזכרנו מכל צר וצוקה ומכל נגר מחלו וישלח ברכה והצלחה וכל מעשי ידיהם יעדבר שנינו תחתיהם ויעצרים בקשר ישועה ובעטרת יזכור וקויים המקצור כי אדוני אלוהיכם, אלוהיכם לכם, נלחים לכם, הם אביכם להושיע אתכם ונאמר אמן. משברך for the hostages. Misha Beirach Avosenu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Yosef Moshe Aaron Davru Shlomo Yivarech Yishmor V'Yintzor Es Neadrei Tzva Ganal Yisrael Ushvuyav V'Es Kolachinu Anasinu Nitzara V'Shivya Ba'avor Shekol Akal HaKadosh Hazeh Mispal Ba'avram HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachem Im Aleihem Yotziyem Mechushach V'Tzalmaves U'Masroseihem Yinatek ומי מצוקותיהם יושיעם וישיביהם מהיר לחיק בשפוסיהם יודעו לאדוני חסדו ונפלאותיו לבני אדם וקוראים המקור שקצוב ופתיע אדוני ישובון ובאו ציון ברינה בשמחת עולם על ראשם סוסו ושמחה ישיגו ונשאו יגון והנחה ונאמר אמן. We'll conclude with the Mishverach Echolim. When I pause, please insert the name for anyone you might be davening for at this time. Misha Beirach Avosenu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron Davru Shlomo Hu Yivarech Yirape Esa Cholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Alav Lachimav Rafosel Lachziko Lachzikam Lachzivish Lachlehem Meir Rafor Shalimim Shamayim Lachol Ivrayim Lachol Machi Baruch Shav Yidav Tzoch Shar Chol Yisrael Puras Neves Puras Haguf Hashav Agalav Zman Kariv V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Rosenthal. Great to hear your voice. Great to have you on. Look forward, please God, Emir Hashem, to having you back on the program in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.